handle of rough iron. This, suddenly, with all her strength, she dragged downward. There was a fearful grinding and a clash. Blue sparks leapt out in a falling shower. Echoes died away, quarreling, down the corridor behind her. She put out her hands and felt, only a few inches before her face, the pocked surface of an iron door. She drew a long breath. Returning slowly up the tunnel to the undertomb, and keeping its wall to her right, she went on to the trap door in the hall of the throne. She did not hasten, and went silently, though there was no need for silence any more. She had caught her thief. The door that he had gone through was the only way into or out of the labyrinth, and it could be opened only from the outer side. He was down there now, in the darkness underground, and he would never come out again. Walking slowly and erect, she went past the throne into the long columned hall. There, where one bronze bowl on a high tripod brimmed with the red glow of charcoal, she turned and approached the seven steps that led up to the throne. On the lowest step she knelt, and bowed her forehead down to the cold, dusty stone, littered with mouse bones dropped by the hunting owls. "Forgive me that I have seen your darkness broken," she said, not speaking the words aloud. "Forgive me that I have seen your tombs violated. You will be avenged. Oh, my masters, death will deliver him to you, and he will never be reborn." Yet even as she prayed, in her mind's eye, she saw the quivering radiance of the lighted cavern, life in the place of death. And instead of terror at the sacrilege and rage against the thief, she thought only how strange it was. How strange. "What must I tell Kossel?" she asked herself as she came out into the blast of the winter wind and drew her cloak about her. "Nothing, not yet. I am mistress of the labyrinth. This is no business of the god-kings. I'll tell her after the thief is dead, perhaps. How must I kill him? I should make Kossel come and watch him die. She's fond of death. What is it he was seeking? He must be mad. How did he get in? Kossel and I have the only keys to the Red Rock door and the trap door. He must have come by the Red Rock door. Only a sorcerer could open it." A sorcerer. She halted, though the wind almost buffeted her off her feet. "He is a sorcerer, a wizard of the inner lands, seeking the amulet of Aerith Akpi." And there was such an outrageous glamour in this that she grew warm all over, even in that icy wind, and laughed out loud. All around her, the place, and the desert around it, was black and silent. The wind keened. There were no lights down in the big house. Thin, invisible snow flicked past on the wind. If he opened the Red Rock door with sorcery, he can open others. He can escape. This thought chilled her for a moment, but it did not convince her. The Nameless Ones had let him enter. Why not? He could not do any harm. What harm is a thief who can't leave the scene of his theft? Spells and black powers he must have, and strong ones, no doubt, since he had got that far. But he would not get farther. No spell cast by mortal man could be stronger than the will of the Nameless Ones, the presences in the tombs, the kings whose throne was empty. To reassure herself of this, she hastened on down to the small house. Manon was asleep on the porch, rolled up in his cloak and the ratty fur blanket that was his winter bed. She entered quietly so as not to awaken him, and without lighting any lamp. She opened a little locked room, a mere closet at the end of the hall. She struck a flint spark long enough to find a certain place on the floor, and kneeling, pried up one tile. A bit of heavy, dirty cloth, only a few inches square, was revealed to her touch. This she slipped aside noiselessly. She started back, for a ray of light shot upward, straight into her face. After a moment, very cautiously, she looked into the opening. She had forgotten that he carried that queer light on his staff. She had been expecting, at most, to hear him, down there in the dark. She had forgotten the light, but he was where.